About 10 years ago, a neighbor got the idea to wrap the trees in red and white to resemble a candy cane in front of his own house. And by the next year, about half were wrapped, and by the following year, all the trees were wrapped.
Everybody kind of plugged into it, huh?
Everybody kind of bought in to wrapping the trees with the candy canes, and of course, everyone does their own home, but a lot of the people from the street get together to do what we do for the street, which is the trees, the lines that go across the trees, and the Merry Christmas sign, and the various things that we do.
Is it just one block of Murdoch?
It is just one block.
And are all the neighbors involved in this?
Well, by involved, I mean everyone does their own home. As far as the other things, the street trees and what we do out on the block, it's about a 50% participation.
And do folks, when they come to visit this block of Murdoch, what 100 block is it, by the way?
It's the 6500.
It must at times get to be kind of a mess. I know at Tillis Park, some of the people out in that neighborhood complain from time to time about all that traffic.
And we have some of the similar issues here. We always ask the neighbors, the other blocks, and throughout the neighborhood, the residents to be patient with us, because what we do, Don, is we not only do we put up the lights, but on the weekends and on specific evenings, we stand outside, hand out candy canes, and collect money for charity.
Is there a most spectacular display, Bob?
Well, there are two things on the block that really stand out. One is the Merry Christmas sign, which is illuminated. It's about 350 pounds. It's held up with aircraft cable between two oaks. Past that is a new piece that we put together made of PVC pipe. It's a tunnel of lights that we made on the street with red and white alternating lights that kind of go with the candy cane theme.
What's your best advice to people who want to come down and take a look at Candy Cane Lane?
Well, the first thing is, you know, Candy Cane doesn't stand alone. There's three or four other blocks that are illuminated to the extent that we are. But for seeing our block, we tell everyone the best way is to park and walk and then come over to the fire pits and say hi and enjoy a little bit of the banter that goes on with the people coming by and handing out the candy canes and that sort of thing. It's very enjoyable.
And bring some loose change.
And donations are accepted for all the various charities that we try to assist.
And what are some of those?
Well, we do Salvation Army and the Neediest Cases, Feed My People, Camp Happy Day, and St. Vincent de Paul.